haven't observed already.
This is a special report from
Saptar. And brother, you're a dead duck.
We've already got the problem. We're stuck with it.
And what I've done is I've taken a few taped excerpts of this album,
mixed it like this.
Now that's what I like to hear.
At that time, I began to hear people screaming, yelling, people yelling, oh my God.
Oh my God.
No.
No!
It wasn't until the next day that we started smelling something.
Oh, please stop! You hit the baby's nose!
The dissemination of noxious
gas
has never smelled this good before, and neither have you.
Are you trying to tell me that I smell?
Yep. Do you get diarrhea too?
Well, it happened to me.
It was due to feces thrown all over the walls.
There was poop up to the ceiling.
This is to create a magical atmosphere.
But call forth the cynical laughter of hostility, because they do not think.
For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord.
Wait till I get my red fire hat on straight.
Let's get this straight now.
Oh, no.
Gretchen's head has come off.
In 24 hours, the heads shrink down.
It is exceedingly small. So small that it can only be seen with a microscope.
But have you noticed
a huge, misshapen, towering thing?
Hi, I'm Eric Estrada.
Don't you bring that awful thing near me or I'll scream!
All through the day, others are looking at you.
A month or so later, he begins to develop arms and legs, and his head takes on a more human appearance. For a while, he even has a tail.
And here's something else for your appearance.
The polka dot clown shirt.
All right, put it on.
How do I look?
Like a human being.
Maybe not.
I don't care.
Well, why should we care?
Because you are so high.
On drugs.
Is that supposed to be funny?
Well, suppose we go see the old elephant now, shall we?
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
Suppose I hadn't got myself pregnant.
A pregnant woman is not an invalid and does not need to be treated as such.
Would you play it again?
A pregnant woman is a cavity filled with fluid and does need to be treated as such.
Plus a daily routine of
punishment and pain.
You just might be asking for the treatment you get.
Slap me again and I'll break your arm.
Whether it's your neck or under your arms.
You've got the fudgiest, chewiest brownies
under your arms and on your face.
Your hair is neatly in place.
I bet you got really hairy balls.
Oh, yes.
It's a veritable forest down there.
Thank you.
How could I forget those big, hairy nipples?
Some have little hairs growing out of them.
All right, well, thank you for that comment.
Now, are there any questions?
Did you ever have the feeling that you'd like to be a
penguin or tubus or elevator?
He used to be a witch.
His mother wanted him to be a musician.
I can be a clown.
You can't choose yet
until your fingertips develop calluses.
Pick up butts along highways.
That's what Frank's going to do. There's something Frank wants to show Mother.
It's a vibrator.
Well, thank you, sir.
Now, here's something else for Frank.
Pep Boys.
Stool softener.
Who farted?
That's a shame. What a shame.
Who's to blame?
Who's to blame? His name is
Tom Hanks.
Oh, it's too bad we can't demonstrate this on TV.
Now you can wear a panty liner made to be
full of bugs and strange animals.
I'm just glad someone finally did it.
Now it goes further than that.
Any one of them has the possibility of someday becoming a human being.
Just like Mom.
Could you imagine if that one was human?
Look what she has in her beak.
The most incredible toys you've ever seen.
It's a vibrator.
This makes both Mother and Joan happier.
It makes me happy.
Oh, yes.
Think of what makes you happy.
As you listen to
Satanic Radio at its finest.
I prefer to listen to Cheap Trick.
Let's listen to this four-year-old in her doctor's office.
I'm upside down.
I really want to see you.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
It's beyond words to describe.
It's one more reason we say.
I have seen strings and rubber bands move back and forth.
You think he was a bear.
You begin to hear screams in the background.
Who wants some ice cream?
Any of y'all want to have our...
If you want blood.
I'm going to give you...
candies and sweet cakes.
The cake looked delicious.
Where did that piece of cake come from?
I just opened my mouth and out it comes.
And out popped a silly-looking head with a very long neck and a very wide grin on its face.
Hello, I'm Nathan Rex.
He made secret plans to find the baby and kill him.
He suddenly heard a lot of noise.
We're able to tell in an instant where a particular sound comes from.
Well, I don't guess I can say that out loud, but anyway, it rhymes with spectrum.
But you should play the record over and over.
To help shrink swelling of inflamed hemorrhoidal tissue fast.
It makes you feel real big.
I see that you got your rocks off, cunt.
They were blowing their minds because of what had happened.
I thank you for your friendship, for your
sound collage,
and for your service to our country.